You're with Paul Macon. It is Friday. And, of course, at this time, we talk to our FabFM tech guy, Richard Pascoe. G'day, Richard.
Paul, hello. I love Fridays. Friday, one day before the weekend. What a great day. We all should love Fridays.
By golly, you're chirpy today.
I'm always chirpy, Paul.
Okay, well, I know you've got a few stats there about the number of texts that we do and a lot of other stuff that we do on our phones and computers. And what is this data revealing?
I think when people realise some of the things I'm about to tell you and you look at the computing power that's behind this, Paul, I just think it's an amazing time we live in. So we actually send out 16 million text messages every minute of the day. You know, it's a phenomenal figure to get your head around. What probably stunned me as well was 990,000 Tinder swipes every minute. A lot of lonely people out there, Paul, or people looking to hook up. 156 million email messages to send out every minute as well. And, you know, by 2019, Paul, there are going to be 9 billion email users. Phenomenal figures. 15,000 GIFs are sent out via Facebook Messenger. And every minute, there are 103,447,000 spam emails sent. That one didn't surprise me at all, Paul. Got to say that. And 154,200 calls on Skype. Amazing stats, Paul, about, you know, how the world has changed and how we communicate now.
Okay, what about social media generally?
So every minute of the day, Snapchat users, well done kids, share 527,760 photos. Remember, this is every minute. 120 people join LinkedIn as well. Doesn't sound much, but it's 120 people a minute. The figure that stunned me was that users now watch 4,146,600 YouTube videos every minute of the day.
Wow.
It's a thing to get your head, a figure I found hard to get my head around to go along and say, you know, and it's why a lot of, you know, traditional media, you know, has to change to go along and combat that sort of, you know, figure that's going on. 456,000 tweets are sent out on Twitter. A lot of those are rubbish, as we all know. Instagram users post 46,740 photos. We haven't even talked about Facebook, Paul, because Facebook, 2 billion active users out there. 5 new Facebook profiles created every second, Paul.
Wow.
Amazing figure. Now, on every minute, there are 510,000 comments posted and 293,000 statuses updated. And 300 million photos uploaded to Facebook every day. Phenomenal figures, Paul, that, and a real sign that, you know, that things are changing rapidly because these are only going to grow.
Yeah, things have changed for sure. Now, an interesting one, and I guess the question I ask is, why do we need to know this? But you've got the information there. I mean, how close do we sit to our television set?
Well, look, you remember when we grew up, Paul, Mum used to say, don't sit so close to the TV, your eyes will go square. You know, it really was. So, little 12-inch TV, you've got to sit on the other side of the room, Paul. You can't be too close to it. Nowadays, Paul, it really is getting that theatre-like viewing experience. So it's all about how close you can actually sit to the TV so that your eyes don't actually stray from the action. So, you know, for TVs now that you go in and buy, the viewing distance, the optimal viewing distance is 1 to 1.5 to 2 to 2.5 times the screen's diagonal measurement. So hold on, folks, I'm going to explain what that means. So from the top left-hand side of the screen to the bottom right-hand screen, that's the diagonal measurement. So if you've got an 80-centimetre screen, Paul, that means you can sit 4 feet away from it.
Now, talking of televisions, series, TV series, you know, Marion and I have our little special favourites and what have you. What are the TV shows you watch and can you recommend any?
I can, if they haven't caught up with the Lost in Space TV series. You know, we grew up with Lost in Space. I've got to say, the Lost in Space series on Netflix is wonderful. For a bit more gritty content, the Narcos TV series I like. But something a bit lighter, Jerry Seinfeld's just released his brand new series on there of comedians in cars drinking coffee. Great stuff. And also David Letterman's interview series on there is superb as well.
We're watching one now call Longmire. It's fantastic. It's about a sheriff, not in the old West, but a present day, a sheriff living in New Mexico, and he's living very close to an Indian reservation, a Native American reservation, and the conflicts that happen there. And there's this dark side to the sheriff, and Lou Diamond Phillips is in it as well. He plays a Native American, and he owns a bar called The Red Pony. And it's a very interesting series. There's some dark moments in it, and it's getting darker and darker, but it really is a fantastic series.
Right, very good.
And it stars an Aussie guy called Robert Taylor. Now, there was an old movie star called Robert Taylor, but this is another guy called Robert Taylor, and he's an Aussie, and he's been in Home and Away, and he's been in quite a lot of Australian shows, but now this Longmire that he made a success off in Hollywood, but you'd never know that he was an Aussie. But it really is a good series.
Yeah, and you know, you can go to Netflix and you can just binge watch the whole weekend. If you never want to leave the home, you're fine now. So yes.
Okay, Richard, well, how do people contact you?
Come over to the website, talktech.com.au. New articles up there every week. And you can see, I think I've written over 1,000 articles on there. So there is a great resource for listeners out there.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again the same time next Friday. Until then, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Paul.